Good morning. This is Scott Woodard from the Oakland Church of Christ. In 2 Chronicles 33, we read the following. Manasseh was 12 years old when he became king, and he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. He did evil in the sight of the Lord according to the abominations of the nations whom the Lord dispossessed before the sons of Israel. For he rebuilt the high places which Hezekiah his father had broken down. He also erected altars for the Baals and made Asherim, and worshipped all the host of heaven and served them. He built altars in the house of the Lord, of which the Lord had said, My name shall be in Jerusalem forever. For he built altars for all the host of heaven in the two courts of the house of the Lord. He made his sons pass through the fire in the valley of Ben-Hinnom, and he practiced witchcraft, used divination, practiced sorcery, and dealt with mediums and spiritists. He did much evil in the sight of the Lord, provoking him to anger. Then he put the carved image of the idol which he had made in the house of God, of which God had said to David and to Solomon his son, In this house and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen from all the tribes of Israel, I will put my name forever, and I will not again remove the foot of Israel from the land which I have appointed for your fathers, if only they will observe to do all that I have commanded them according to all the law, the statutes, and the ordinances given through Moses. Thus Manasseh misled Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to do more evil than the nations whom the Lord destroyed before the sons of Israel. The Lord spoke to Manasseh and his people, but they paid no attention. Therefore the Lord brought the commanders of the army of the king of Assyria against them, and they captured Manasseh with hooks, bound him with bronze chains, and took him to Babylon. When he was in distress, he entreated the Lord his God and humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers. When he prayed to him, he was moved by his entreaty and heard his supplication and brought him again to Jerusalem to his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that the Lord was God. Now after this, he removed the foreign gods and the idol from the house of the Lord, as well as all the altars which he had built on the mountain of the house of the Lord and in Jerusalem, and he threw them outside the city. He set up the altar of the Lord and sacrificed peace offerings and thank offerings on it, and he ordered Judah to serve the Lord God of Israel. Consider some of the lessons that we can learn from Manasseh. First, God is full of compassion and mercy. Even the worst of sinners can be made clean by a God who's willing to forgive and forget. The Apostle John made this point when he wrote, If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1, verse 9. Secondly, we will never be able to turn from our evil until we humble ourselves and do God's will. And the third lesson would be that sin, even if forgiven, can have a long and lasting impact. Though he changed his life and sought to correct wrongs previously committed, the damage remained from the previous influence he had on those he misled. We want to invite you to come and worship with us at the Oakland Church of Christ on the west side of Athens, Alabama. We're located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, just off of New Cut Road. Our times of service are Sunday Bible study at 9:30 a.m., with Bible classes for all ages, and worship service at 10:20. We meet again on Sunday afternoon at 5 p.m., and on Wednesday at 7 p.m. for Bible study. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day, and God bless.